Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, show.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the hello, hello show.
Hello, hello, show season 5, mix number
1.
Oh, galing. A little rusty, huh? A little rusty there. Ikaji's been a while.
I know. Welcome back, everybody. We hope that you enjoyed the intro that we created for you.
It's a jingle.
It's a jingle. It's a stinger.
Stinger.
Jingle. It's an introduction.
Yeah. To a new era of the Hala Hala Show.
I know. Last week, we planned for a lot of things to happen, and mawala na ako ng battery. Ayoko na! Oh my God. I'm just going to use my laptop. Camera.
Laptop camera? Okay.
Yeah. Just so that we can proceed with the recording.
Sige, sige.
Because you know what? This camera was created to be used. And if we don't use it, diba?
Yeah.
Mawawalan ng ano, true. Ng saysay.
And we're speaking about a camera. Why, Rika G? Why are we talking about cameras? We never talk about cameras. This is a podcast.
Exactly. But because, you know, we're going with the flow and a lot of people, you know, appreciate the video element of a podcast, we are going to include video with our podcast. We're actually, TBH, I'm not sure if we're going to put out the whole recording or if we're just going to post some videos
some
so that you guys
clips.
Can watch. I know, you can watch some clips. But... either way, we appreciate that you're all here, and thank you so much for coming back. And we are back, baby.
We are back. Same old goodness, though. So for all the returning Leche fans, don't worry. We're keeping all the existing segments that you know and love. But for maybe some first-time listeners, maybe they found us through our TikTok videos that we will eventually post. Let's tell them a little bit about the Hala Hala Show.
Welcome to the Hala Hala Show. This is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun, but specifically stuff that happened in the Philippines and what's trending in the Philippines. Because yes, we are Filipinos, as you can see from our brown skin and dark eyes and dark hair.
And beautiful features.
You know, beautiful features and, you know, the warm weather. But here's the thing, okay? We're both Filipinos. I am here right now in the UK because trip ko lang, bakit?
Bakit ba?
No, here's the thing. I moved here to the UK to just go on with my life. I don't know, really.
To pursue new adventures.
I know, to pursue new adventures. But initially, I went here for my master's degree. And now, I am an unemployed new graduate.
Nice. Congratulations. Wow. You graduated, by the way. Congratulations.
I did. You know what? There wasn't a graduation that happened. It didn't happen yet because graduation is still next year.
Okay.
But I did finish my studies because I got my grades earlier today, this morning, as we're recording. So it was great, honestly. It was a whirlwind of a year. And if you guys want to listen to what happened throughout our year, then we have more episodes on our Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Pretty much.
Okay?
Yeah. So we talk about our lives. We call it Where You Been. And we have a lot to catch up on because we've been MIA for about a month and a half now. A lot has happened.
You've been to Europe.
I've been to Europe. I've been to Siargao. Rika ran a marathon or a triathlon.
Triathlon.
Uh-huh. So we're going to talk all about that in a bit. But of course, we also have our TTs or our trending topics for today. We asked some of our Leche fans what we wanted to. So what we're going to do is normally we recap what happened in the last week. But since we've been gone for a while, we're just going to recap some of the bigger TTs that people were talking about while we were gone, including... let's see. We're starting off later on with Maggie Wilson, the disinformation campaign. If you heard about that, it's pretty crazy. So people were actually some influencers, quote unquote influencers or KOLs, were paid to trash Maggie Wilson's furniture business. It was like a smear campaign. So we'll talk all about that. And then there was this video that went viral on online of a wedding in Iraq, right? A wedding in Iraq. What are you eating, Ikaji?
Banana bread.
Banana bread. we're on cam now, remember? So
I know. Well, a lot of people eat on
true.
Camera.
That is true. That is true. So the Iraq wedding, and then somebody posted a video that went viral of the wedding that got set on fire because of a fireworks display that happened during the wedding, and it actually burned down the venue, and there were a lot of casualties. It was pretty insane. Just watching the video was nuts. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is it made waves because of the AI craze here in the Philippines. GMA introduced a pair of AI sportscasters. So there was a lot of mixed reaction, mostly negative. So we'll talk all about that during our TTs. And if you want to jump straight to that, we do have timestamps in the podcast description below. But I think we got to start with, where you been, man? It's been a while. And I think, do you want to go first? What's going on with
you? I want
to
go first.
Okay.
I want to go first because I feel like there's just a lot of things that you want to tell us.
Okay.
And I'm going to go first because I can keep it simple.
Sure.
The past few weeks, I've just been going to work. So I do have part-time work now. I am a barista and I'm proud of it. And then I'm also job hunting, which means I've been going to career fairs left and right, introducing myself, you know, emailing professionally, kind regards,
kind regards.
Rika. I honestly only have like 4, what do you call that?
Sign-offs, email sign-offs.
Sign-off. So it's best wishes, kind regards, warm regards, and best. So those 4, I feel like, I know. And I'm like, I don't even say those things in real life. But it's just, I feel like it's one of those topics where we can go on. Email etiquette. We all know that, you know, when you're reaching out to people and stuff like that, it's just that there are a lot of these rules. And there are certain podcasts and certain YouTube accounts and TikTok accounts that talk about, you know, like job hunting and talking professionally on email with your boss or your office mates or whatever. So that's what I've been consuming a lot lately because of what I am going through. This is very new for me because the last time I was job hunting was 6 or 7 years ago before I was hired. We were hired at Monster RX 93.1.
Wow, that's the new sign off. That's the sign.
I know. But yes, we were both radio DJs in 93.1 back in the Philippines. And that is the reason why we probably talk like this.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. Diba? Parang I feel like sobrang daming like stuff that we learned on air and how to talk on air and how to like, you know, talk about topics. We learned because we were radio DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Or / presenters. Nuts. I feel like that's a better term. Radio presenter. Kasi kapag sinabi mong minsan, pag sinabi mo DJ ka, people are expecting that. And then, yeah, so I've been working part-time as a barista and it's really great. There are days where you're like, oh no, what do I do with my life? But that's just, I feel like it's normal. When you just graduated, I guess. And I hope there are people out there who feel the same way as me. And then, yes, I did compete in a triathlon. I don't know if I told you about that.
You said that you were training for it. So did you win or no?
The last time that we were in the podcast, we were training for a triathlon, me and Ryan. And then we did compete. It was intense, but also I didn't know how to gauge like my strength. You know what I mean? Parang when I was riding my bike, because it was a 21-kilometer bike ride, I was like, I don't know if hahataw na ba ako ngayon or I might get tired in the middle of it. So I was literally just like riding my bike, like do-do-do-do-do, while everyone else was going past by me, literally in competition mode. And ako, if you guys know me, I'm really not a competitive person, although I do know how to compete because I was a competitive swimmer before. It's just that yung mga gantong endurance sports, I don't know when to like give it my
push all. It?
Oh, I don't know when to push it because it's an endurance sport. So I, in my head, I'm like, just go through with it. Just finish it. Endure everything. So this, it was worth it. Honestly, it was really fun. I would do it again. Maybe not in the cold because it's getting colder right now. So it was really fun to be in that space. Everybody was just, you know, yung parang you all have the same goal. And we do have medals, which is great.
So you finish?
Yeah, I finished.
Oh, nice.
Ano akala mo, hindi ko na finish?
Hindi ko alam, malay ko. Akala mo,
10 kilometers sa bike, ayoko na. Uwi na ako. Ayoko na. Pagod na ako. And then literally, I don't know why, it may be hay fever. Actually, first time kong like, nasabi na, actually may hay fever ako. Kasi whenever I ride my bike in the morning when it's cold, tumutulo yung sipon ko, like yung luha ko, lahat ata. Tapos parang, that's, I feel like, I can consider as hay fever. Hindi ko alam. Dati naisip ko pang mayaman lang yung hay fever. Kasi kami pa mag-isipon ako, kasi sabi ko, actually sinisipon lang ako. So, yeah, that was one of the struggles that I went through during the triathlon. What else happened? So yeah, I went to career fairs. It was a different experience kasi guys, kita niyo yung paa ni Ryan. <Just kidding. laughs> No, just kidding. But yeah, I went to career fairs and honestly, it was a different experience kasi you know, you're all there to small talk. There's no such thing as like a prolonged connection. Mm-hmm. When you've said your LinkedIn, kung anong ginagawa mo, who you are professionally, you move on to the next person. In which, honestly, for me, I had to prepare. I literally wrote down in a notebook what I was going to expect going into a career fair. Because if I don't, I'll be just overwhelmed. So, in my notebook, I wrote what to expect. Number one, people talking to you. Number two, people you don't know. Number three, you know, like people knowing each other and you don't know anybody. Kumbaga para lang ready yung mind ko. And I don't think about these things anymore. And I can focus on just telling the recruitment officer or whatever, like the talent acquisition manager.
Coordinator,
I don't know, na parang, hey, this is me. And, you know, I can be part of your company. So that's what I did. Probably one of the tips that I could give you if you are going to a career fair. This is not going to be a career advice section because honestly, right now, I'm still in the thick of it. In the thick of it. So,
into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
Boom.
Ah! what else? So, yeah,
so no job yet, but any interviews.
Any day now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just have to be mindful of where I am right now. Mm. Now, I should be thankful that I am able to job hunt. You know what I mean? Mm. Na parang I have this part-time job that keeps me afloat. And at the same time, I can look for a job that I like that will suit me and my skills. And that I don't have to, like, just get any job.
Mm.
Diba? Parang for me, it's such a privilege to be able to do that. Kasi a lot of people won't have that choice, won't have that option. Na parang, okay, I'll just pass up one job because, you know, I'm waiting for this one. Mm. And I would like to recognize that right now. But I'm not saying it's like, every day, I'm getting emails left and right. I'm not. Mm. Because it's still scary that, you know, my inbox is empty. I don't have anything. I don't have any leads. So it's scary to just do that. But I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's really what I'm going through right now.
Mm. By the end of season 5, dapat ano, may job ka na.
Dapat. Warm regards.
Oh, diba? Best.
Yun na lang yung extra natin. Warm regards, The Halo Halo Show. Best, The Halo Halo Show. I just think that it's, you know, appropriate.
True.
And then, yeah, I think basically, what else? That's it.
No one talks like that, right? Like, I mean, like you said, no one talks like that. So I don't know why emails are like that.
Exactly. Diba? Like, nobody says in real life, I'm just shooting you a message because I would like to remind you that I'm my genuine interest in this. Diba? Parang medyo...
Because what do kids whenever... say? What do kids say now? Bounce now, huh? Bounce now. There's the email.
Yeah.
Bounce now. Bye.
Tapos, alam mo yung parang if you guys are agreeing on something, di ba pwedeng G?
G.
Ganun na lang.
Bet.
G.
Bet.
Bet. Gusto ko yan. Di ba? So, yeah. That's what I've been going through right now. We did go to London a couple of times. Went around, went shopping. Recently, we went to a... Saan nga ba tayo pumunta? A museum? Was it a museum? Yeah, we went to a museum in London. I forgot what it's called. The Design Museum. The Design Museum.
Design Museum.
Ang ganda. If you look it up, it's like, it's just, it's a museum about design, basically. Tapos, we were lucky enough that when we went there, the artist of one of the exhibitions was there to give a talk. And his art was about, like, overcoming phobias. So, ooh. Ang tawag niya dun sa art niya is anti-furniture. So, it's like furniture na hindi mo pwedeng gamitin or kind of like it kind of describes a phobia that people go through.
Okay.
So, ganun siya. So, it's if you look it up, it's called anti-furniture and it's just a really cool concept. And one of the... So, the artist was there and one of the designs that he showed us and he actually let people try was this anti-furniture that addresses the phobia of like the fear of poverty or the fear of homeless people. And I didn't know it was a thing.
There's a fear and then, of homeless people?
Yeah, there's a fear of poverty. And I didn't know that was a thing.
But, oh, like you're afraid of going, of becoming homeless.
Yes. That,
oh, okay.
Yes,
I know you're afraid not of homeless like, people. I mean, I'm sure there might be a phobia.
I mean, there might be, but I don't know. So, yes, yun yung isang yung parang piece. And it was these two chairs na sobrang liit. And it kind of like, it's reminiscent of those chairs or benches on like public spaces na may bar so that people don't lie on it or they don't sleep on it. Yung ganon.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn, oo nga, no. Parang our world has become this, that they create benches that you can't lie down on because of, you know, like homelessness. So, parang it was such an eye-opening, like, exhibition, honestly. And then there's another exhibition there in the Design Museum called Email is Dead. Was that it? And then it was about the history of emails and merong isa doon na there was this 11-year-old before, like in the years before, there was this 11-year-old na na-include yung email niya sa email ng like Department of Security and Defense, National Defense.
Oh, wow.
So this 11-year-old got like intel from the Department of National Defense kasi na-include yung email niya. Ganon. It was really nice. And then it also included emails that are very like turning point ng mga tao, like this famous artist na ngayon, like, you know, famous na siya around the world, and then the first email that she got when her music was played on air. Ganon, it was just a really nice, yeah. It was a nice exhibit. So that's where we went this weekend. That's the most recent thing that happened. And I think it's just notable. And if you guys are interested, I'm sure that they're online. And if you are in London or going to London, I highly, highly suggest that museum.
Design museum.
So, yes. So I think that's it. I binged the Harry Potter movie franchise
as you do.
For the 100th time, and I feel complete again. That's it.
Nice.
Finn.
Man, I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I know.
You mentioned Europe, but before Europe, we went to Siargao.
Yeah.
My first time there. It was really nice. It's really hot. Ang lakas ng ano ng araw din. Like you will really like no matter how much sunscreen, we put SPF 100, walang ano eh. Walang effect.
May SPF 100?
Yeah, man. No chance. It doesn't stand a chance against the sun there. It was crazy. We stayed at this place called Banakod. It's really it looks really fancy, but the pricing was not bad, if I do say so myself. So if you have a, for me, it's, I mean, it's my first time there. If you are going to Siargao and you don't know where to go, I would look up Banakod as a place to stay. Really hospitable people, yung mga, ano, what do you call them? The workers, the employees, the staff there. Mm-hmm. They're really cool. So we were there for like 5 days, yeah, at that. And the thing is, it really, it's hard to get around there unless you either A, you hire like some sort of driver or tour guide to bring you with you, or you have to ride a motorcycle talaga. You can rent one. Wait, have you been to Siargao? You've been, right?
Yeah, I've been to Siargao once and we did rent like this. And di ko alam kung ano tawag doon eh, para siyang jeepney na hindi, na maliit.
Okay,
but it was just for me and my family. Yes, may bubong tapos. Okay. Wait lang, yung jeepney may bubong naman ah.
I don't, well, that, you know what I'm talking about. Yung jeepney na maliit na may bubong. Okay.
Yeah, maliit na. Yeah. Parang, right. Parang siyang pedicab.
Parang siyang tricycle, no? Tricycle na.
Yeah. Ay, so, and
like
then,
three, tumalamang three-wheel tricycle po.
But pedicab, we did hire, pedicab. So we did hire a driver, like you said, and I think that is probably the only way. I don't know if they have, may tricycle eh, that you can...
Yeah, right? I don't know. I'm not really sure. But what we rented was yung mga motorcycles, yung mga automatic na motorcycles. Mm. And it was relatively cheap per day for me, if I do say so. It's 350 pesos per day. Tapos sagot mo lang yung gas nila. Just don't get into an accident. I don't know what the cost would be if there was any sort of like mishap with the bike. But 350 per day, so that was really a good deal. And of course, you know, motorcycle, when you use a motorcycle, gas is, you know, it's not that expensive because it goes a long way. But you really need to ride a motorcycle to get to yung mga sites. If you're not staying near, like, let's say you're staying near yung main attraction, which is like Cloud 9. Cloud 9 is the name of like the main, like, port area, or not port area, that area, the beach. There's a lot of hotels and resorts there. So you'll probably be staying around there, Tourism Road. It's called Tourism Road, where all the bars and the restaurants and stuff are at. That's where you're probably going to stay. But to get to all the other sites, you need to take a motorcycle. I'm not going to go through all the sites because we really did a lot there. But one of the best things in Siargao was the Magpupungko rock pools.
You went there. I remember.
Crazy. It's so, the water is like green in a good way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Parang teal.
It's like vibrant.
Yeah. Parang siyang what's the sapphire? Is sapphire green? Parang sapphire yung kulay ng tubig. It's really cool. Just to see it, like you can do a jump off this cliff, which I didn't do because it's crazy. Like there's so much jumping pala sa Siargao.
I thought you did it.
I jumped on another, like that was in a different river. That was called Maasin River. But there's so many death-defying jump spots.
Wait,
in Siargao.
Maasim or Maasin? Maasin.
S-I-N. Maasin River.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's Maasim.
There's a jump spot there. So basically it's all water activities, and there's also a beach. I forgot the name of the beach though, but it was really nice. We went to a beach that was like an hour away. We had to motorbike an hour away. Nakababad kami sa araw.
I do remember Magpupungko. I remember when we went there, it was almost like closing time. Yung parang high tide.
High tide na, yeah.
I remember it being a little, for me, it looked dangerous. Kasi ang lakas ng waves and it could literally hit you, like it could take you dun sa
dagat.
Rocks.
The rocks,
diba?
Yeah.
Sa rocks, tapos parang pwede ka mabagok or whatever, But it was beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
It was just like for me a little scary, honestly. And I know how to swim.
True. So when you go there, you have to look up yung low, because you have to go there during low tide, diba? So low tide varies day by day. So just think ahead of time, like look up the next day kung kailan yung low tide, and then you go there. And from the Cloud 9 area, it's still pretty far. It's like a 40-minute motorbike ride. So plan ahead for that. But overall, I just want to talk about the overall experience. It's a really, you know, people were saying that once you go to Siargao, like, you'll always want to go back. And I actually kind of felt that, man. Because, you know, I've been to Palawan, but I have no urge to really go back. Like, it was cool. But Siargao, something about Siargao was really nice. I don't know if it's because you had to really take a motorcycle and go around as if you felt like a local when you were there.
Yeah.
But it's really just a cool vibe there. And the people there are really nice. Like, really nice. Like, all the locals mm-hmm. that we met were super hospitable. And they you know, they really helped us out whenever we needed help with a tour or a location or a destination. And pricing-wise, dude, it's not as bad as I thought it would be in terms of the food and stuff. So we ate at a few places. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some of them, I don't know if we just didn't hit the right spots. A lot of the food in Siargao was just parang okay lang. Like, there wasn't yeah. anything that was really a standout until we went to maybe two or three places. So the first place I have to recommend, because we went there mga 5 times, is gelato place nila called Halika. Halika.
Ooh.
Oh my God. It was so good. Like, they have so many flavors. Halika is like the best. Like, it's a must go spot. Even if you're not a big dessert person, I think you just have to go to try it out. But if you love dessert and ice cream, you'll probably end up going there a few times during your trip. And then the other restaurant, which for me was the best dining experience hands down in our trip there, it's this place called Cev, C-E-V, which okay. They serve ceviche and kinilaw. Kilawin.
But I think it's the same.
It's the same, but we learned from the staff that yung okay. Ceviche, they serve it in a like Peruvian style. That's yung kilawin is the Filipino style.
I mean kinilaw and kilawin.
Ah, same lang ba?
I think it's the same.
I'm not sure. But they serve those two dishes.
Kinilaw is kind of like the process. Kilawin is the actual food.
Dish?
If yun. I'm... Oh, parang ganon.
Yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong, you know.
Let
I'm
us
not
know.
An expert. Yeah.
But dude, that restaurant, it parang high class yung dish. Yeah. Mm. I mean, it if you look at the plate, like the plating itself, you can tell that there's a lot of thought process going into it.
Yeah.
Dude, so good. Like, so good. And it was pretty affordable. It was so good that I bought merch from them. Bumili ako ng t-shirt, man, from their restaurant. It was so good. Like, what a great experience.
Ganun ka na. Ganun ka sarap, na sold man. Sa restaurant.
It's legit, man. It's called Cev, C-E-V. But yeah, so that was my overall Siargao experience. I know it's not really comprehensive, but I would highly recommend anybody who hasn't gone to Siargao. I think you will love it. I enjoyed it more than, you know, going to El Nido and San Paba. Palawan. Well, the places in Palawan.
But honestly, to be fair, these are all very different beach experience. Kasi yung for me, when we went to Siargao, it kind of felt like yung parang La Union vibe na it was all in one place and all you need to do is just drive back and like go like that, like that.
Mm.
Pero, like that, like that.
Like that, like that, like that. Ganun yung then, emails mo dapat. Like that, like that.
And then, pag kunwari magpapalawan ka, you literally need to do like a 4-hour boat ride.
Yeah, I have to take a boat ride. I hate that.
Tapos, you have to like, alam mo yun, parang you have to stay there overnight, something like that. So, these are all very different beach experiences. Here's what I want to say about Philippine beaches.
Okay.
TBH.
Speak your truth, man.
AKA me, I'm a Filipino bitch. No, just kidding. Philippine beaches, honestly, for me, rare yung parang may tapon. Because even the mid beaches, okay, ang ganda pa din. It's still freaking paradise for me. So parang, honestly, parang if you did have a great experience in Siargao, you can have the same experience in another
place,
beach in the Philippines. Diba? Mm-hmm. Wala lang. I'm just saying, I miss the Philippines.
Yeah. Siargao. So thank you to, thank you to Siargao and all the people there. Really
thank you to the governor.
Thank you to the government of Siargao.
And the mayor.
Yeah. But then right after that, so I got back and then I think I had a day in between. And then I flew out to Europe to go meet my mom.
Wow.
My mom had her like high school reunion friends there. So everyone was speaking Kapampangan. Mangantana! You know, everyone sounds angry at each other. But, you know, that's just the way they talk. Actually, I think my Kapampangan improved. I was able to kind of talk a little bit when I was with them.
Okay.
But we went on a Europe tour. Like, we went across different countries in Europe. And we started in the Netherlands, all right? Amsterdam, which was crazy. Okay.
I know. I saw. Okay, what did you do?
Okay, so
what did you smoke?
So everyone knows about the coffee shops there, right? Like, they call them coffee shops. But in case you've never heard of it, in Amsterdam, they have coffee shops, which, well, they sell coffee. Like, they some places legit sell coffee, but they sell a lot of weed. They sell weed in all forms, all strains. Like, literally. And then they're on a shelf. And then people go in there and you can actually ask, like, to smell it. Like, you know, like in those stoner movies. Like, it's a stoner movie junkie's dream to go there. It was so overwhelming. I didn't really know. Like, because I didn't want to, like, have to grind everything. So I just got, like, they have, like, pre-rolled stuff. They have edibles there. You know, like brownies with, you know, that will get you high, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was so surreal. I felt like I was in a different reality, right? Because that you would get killed here in the Philippines.
Exactly. Too, right? That is such a stark difference, right? Honestly, of an experience, because in the Philippines, just having it, just having an inkling, inkling lang ng mga tao na gumagamit ka. Hindi ka nagbebenta, gumagamit ka. You literally could get...
You could get off,
it's,
man.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
So, and then, and the vibes in those coffee shops, man, literally, it's vibes. Everyone's just chilling out.
Siempre.
Having, you know, no one's angry or anything. And then, of course, in Amsterdam, the other, I guess, quote unquote, well-known thing around the world is the red light district. Mm-hmm. Which was, oh man, it's a tourist destination. So I went there with my mom and her friends. So you imagine all these like 70-year-old people, and there's like there's like fully naked and half naked people around. So the red light district, you know, they call it so because the doors, there are women and like, not just women, there's also I think there's some men there too, but mostly it's women. And they have their doors there, and the lights are red, and they sell their services. It's like it's very regulated.
Wait, is it written down?
Which one?
Or like you have to, like,
no? Oh, yung mga service. No, so from my understanding, right? You, I know, usapan lang yun. You actually have to discuss what you want. Everything, you know, when I was reading up on it, right? So you really have to discuss from the details. So do you want kissing? What can I touch? What do you want to be touched? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So that's how it works. And then they give you the price. So you'll see all these people, not just the tourists, but the men that are actually there, or just the people that are there to actually avail of services. You see them, they're discussing. It's like a business transaction, kind of like an email. Like, so best. At the end.
After the whole thing.
Warm regards.
Best.
You know, just going around, it feels safe because there's a lot of tourists there. And then there are other things other than, you know, availing of services of sexual services. There's something called there's live shows, which I didn't pay for because medyo mahal siya. Parang 40 euros yata to watch a live sex show, which I...
Is it like a one-on, like mag-isa ka lang to watch it?
Or I don't... I'm not sure about that aspect, but here's a story for you, my friend. There's a thing called a peep show. You might have heard of a peep show. So you go in there, you're being... There's like a... Parang may shutter, may blinder sa harap mo.
Okay.
You're in an enclosed room, so you're by yourself. And then you put money in, and then the shutter slides up, right? Yeah.
It's like the one in... What do you call that? That RuPaul show. Pose,
maybe.
In Pose,
I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing it's like that.
Okay, gets. Yeah. So it's just going to be like this one person there.
Yeah, so what happened, right? Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So pumasok sa ano, para siyang octagon. Imagine it's like an octagon, and then there's like a room on the side of the octagon, right?
Okay.
So I went in there, because it's 2 euros long. I was like, I might as well try it out. I just want to, you know, while we're here, I want to try it out. So I put 2 euros in. That's like slide open yung door, right? And in the middle, may parang revolving na kama na circle. And there's this like, you know, there's this woman in there, like fully naked, doing like a striptease, like blah, blah, blah. But what's crazier is that, di ba parang octagon siya? So parang mga confession booth. Imagine multiple confession booths next to each other. nakikita mo yung mga ano, mga ibang tao na nanonood.
Whoa! So they can see you
too. They can see you too. So I was like, oh my God. I was closing my eyes like, wait a minute.
I did not
sign up for this.
Gusto ko yung sa simula ng kwento na to, parang might as well. You know? Parang kasalanan pa nila na nandun ka. Ay, parang, oh, pinilit lang ako, nasa Amsterdam ako.
Because, you know, when you're in there, you're like, you wanna see what the show is all about, right? You wanna see the naked girl then. But all I could think about was like, man, are these guys looking at me?
They're probably not, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
It was a lot of tourists, awkward. So. That would be so awkward if you like lock eyes.
No,
with
literally not.
Customer.
I made eye contact with someone across for like half a second, and I felt the shame fall over me. Like, oh my God!
But you know what? Why feel shame? Why do you feel ashamed when you're all in the same place anyway?
Yeah, but right? Grabe, as in, like, it really is widely accepted there, and it's just such a crazy like alternate reality. So
yeah.
You really have to go check it out. Like, even, you know, even if you're not there to avail of any services, it's just just to kind of understand, like, how it works is mind-blowing. So, and the Netherlands, for me, was not because of the, you know, all the sites there, but just in terms of the cleanliness, and it felt safe, and most of the people there spoke English. For me, Netherlands was the country that I enjoyed visiting the most. So, that's where we started.
I bet, man.
And then after that, we made a few stops in Germany. It's my first time in Germany.
Germany seems so vanilla now, right?
For Germany, I was like, Germany was okay. But it did not feel safe in some of the places there. I think we were in Frankfurt, right? And I went out at night because in the mornings I would do the tour with my mom and her friends. So I wanted to, you know, go around on my own without people having to, you know, go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. Because it lags like CCR. I went
tapos
around.
Ang maganda pa doon, usually napapansin ko pa ganun. Lagi yung CR. Tapos after no CR, para may debriefing na. Oh, ang ganda no CR. may free towels. Ganun. Laging ganun.
So moving around Europe is really cool because andaming mga, not just in Germany, but in Amsterdam, in France, in Luxembourg, and Belgium, like all the places we went. May mga bike rental apps. Like yung mga apps.
Okay,
that
yeah.
Dito sa, sa Philippines, meron sa BGC. Eh. It's called Mover. You can rent a bike using an app. That you'll just pay through credit card. So I was able to get around all the places using those apps. So just a you know a tip for all the Europe travelers na marunong magbike. They also have e-scooters in some of the cities. So those are really fun and you can get around pretty cheap, I would say. So we were in Frankfurt that night. I went out, dude, there was this district I went to that supposedly is where you should go at night. Dude, there are people shooting up drugs in the street, man, and lighting up meth on a spoon. I was like, this is crazy.
No way.
I'm out of here, man.
remember that street that we all went to in Vietnam?
Kinda.
Remember? Parang ganun yung feels.
Yeah, I guess so.
I felt a little
scared.
Out there. Yeah. A little scared.
So I was like, I'm out of here. I'm bouncing out of this. But Germany and like all the, after Germany, we went to France. You know, it was really just beautiful buildings. It seemed like you're in a textbook, like a historical textbook, most places that you went. And we went to Luxembourg, which is I've never been to before, and it's so small, like the country itself. But it was really clean there. And Luxembourg, I remember when I was a kid, Luxembourg was the richest country in the world per capita before. Now I think they're second in the world, but you can tell it's a really bougie place.
What's the first? Singapore?
I think Ireland yata now.
Talaga?
Legit. Oh, wow. Look it up, man. Look it up. And then we also went to Belgium. Belgium was really cool. Brussels is a great city. And out of all the cities, Amsterdam and then Brussels, those are like the two that I really enjoyed the most. The thing that I have to say about Europe, though, and I don't know if I'm just, maybe because I'm not a local, yung food nila is,
meh.
I know I'm gonna get some hate for that, but
here's the thing. I think merong mga gems. It could be like basically because it's like sa culture nila and everything. It's just that maybe with our taste buds as Filipinos or as Asians, maybe it doesn't like as hindi siya ganun ka like. You know what I mean? Flavorful. Flavorful.
Basically. Yeah, walang spices, di ba? Walang,
walang masyadong spices.
It's just so, bread, meat, I mean, meat pero, with no seasoning. Like, that's what I was running into all the time. Maybe that's their palate, no? So, I mean, most of the time, ate kebab, dude. Kebab yung kinakain ko, most of the time when I was there. I tried some of the, you know, di ba, when you go to, like, Germany, you have to try yung mga bratwurst, di ba? Or when you go to France, you have to try some of the, you know, croissant and like all the French pastries and cheese. The cheese was crazy all across the trip. Like, they love cheese, no? Europeans love cheese.
It's so affordable.
It's affordable. Literally, it's cheap. It's cheap.
Literally, sa Pilipinas, like, tinititigan ko lang yung manchego. Dito, it's in their small grocery store. It's in a convenience store. Ganon. Yeah.
They love their cheese over there, man. But yeah, overall the trip was cool. Yun lang medyo pagod lang because every day or every other day, lilipat kami ng
hotel
and country and country, and we had to bring our, you know, yung mga maleta namin. We had to bring it. It was just kind of pretty tiring going from city to city. But overall, man, Europe is really great. Like, I haven't been to Europe in a long time. I think yung last punta sa Europe was 2006 pa yata when Italy won the World Cup. I was in Italy, which was another crazy experience as well. Wow. I remember that. Like, people were partying in the streets when Italy won the World Cup. And there were women exposing themselves out of joy. It's
a different experience when even just in a little town, let's say, 'di ba, parang if the country wins in Love with the World Cup, they're like,
it's over. All out party, man. Partying. But yeah, so thank you to my financial sponsor for this trip, my mother, for making all
this
happen.
She's a cool mom.
She's a cool mom, man. She's a cool mom. She actually tried she took a puff of the joint in Amsterdam. She did.
Did she like it?
She was like, whatever. I don't think she hit it correctly, but she tried. Nice. Right?
She tried.
So, yeah, shout out to the Europe trip, man. I know there's so much more I could talk about it, but we have to get to the TTs, the meat and potatoes of our podcast, our TTs. So Nox, Finn, for me.
Nag-Europe lang.
Oh, diba, meat and potatoes,
the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, the meat and potatoes of our podcast, right? So right, shall we wapow?
Yep, wapow.
All right, let's start with the Maggie Wilson disinformation campaign. What have you heard? Did you hear about this one during our season break, Rika G?
Yes, actually, I went on TikTok on quite a deep dive because I wanted to see who were these influencers that were paid to do the smear campaign. And I was thinking, like, actually, at that point, hindi ko na mahanap yung mga messages or like their Instagram stories that they posted. So I'm sure a lot of people already deleted it.
Yeah,
kasi at that point, nung nagdi-deep dive na ako, they were posting their apology videos. So the account that I was going on most notably was RG Roquero. I don't know if I'm saying that
name right.
Yeah, so dun ako nag-deep dive, but I couldn't see the message anymore and how they, you know, executed the smear campaign. So what did happen?
Yeah, so it was towards the end of September. Maggie Wilson posted on her Instagram calling out the influencers who were attacking her furniture business called Akasa Manila. And she showed screenshots of a leaked group chat that was discussing the quote-unquote mechanics, di ba, my mechanics when you post online, you work with a client, of what to say in a video, and the mechanics were saying, say this, say this, say this, and it was all targeted towards attacking the business. And she was able to show, like, a lot of similarities in these influencers' videos that were put out. So it wasn't like an organic thing. Because, you know, sometimes it can be an organic thing if somebody complains about something, someone else jumps along. But she was able to show, like, no, that's kind of weird that they had the similar flow, a similar script. Right. I mean, we're not going to talk about it today, but I don't know if you heard about the inflation thing that's happening here. There's a lot of content creators are talking about inflation here, and one creator was calling it inflation, as in she couldn't say the word correctly, but they were saying similar. It was a similar script. So that the same thing happened to Maggie Wilson, and they were supposedly paid 8,000 pesos to post this video with this certain attack towards it. And also, not only to drag the business, but also to drag Maggie Wilson's current partner, whose name is Tim Connor, by saying that he was also involved in a scam in the United Kingdom. And then they had similar hashtags, like hashtag whiny Wilson, hashtag give back the money. And it just goes to show that sometimes when you see people trashing a business online or trashing anybody online, is it really a genuine emotion is it genuine emotions that they're showing, or are they being paid to say these things? Because trolls are something that we've seen for years now, but it's kind of scary that people, like, because these influencers, I keep doing the air quotes, the influencers have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Oh yeah.
And it makes you wonder, well, A, why? I looked at some of the videos of these people. Maybe I'm not the market. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm too old for it, or I'm not. I don't know who would really follow for that kind of content. But they have hundreds of thousands of followers. And what are your thoughts on they're young kids, huh? These are young people.
These are young kids with thousands of followers. But you know what? The world is big, and there are a lot of people on TikTok right now, and that's why right now it's like a huge thing. So I feel like at one point merong naniwala sa kanila, but I mean the team of Maggie Wilson, they acted quickly to shut down all of this. And for me, honestly, sa akin lang talaga, when I saw all of this, happening, TBH, parang wala siya kasing effect sa akin.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? It's not that wala akong pake, pero parang ako, why would I, like you said, hindi kasi tayo yung market nung mga influencers na to or KOLs. But like, why would I listen to this person? Parang ganon. So, but I think that, there are a lot of people out there who probably like, who believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Diba? So, honestly, I cannot think of anything, like any opinion. Kasi parang ako, I mean, good on Maggie Wilson's team na, they shut down these messages online. Pero it does spark a conversation about, like these influencers getting paid, and we're coming down to that. Ito na, in 2023, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary because it sets a dangerous precedent, that
moving forward.
They can do that. Mm-hmm. Diba?
According to this article by Rappler, one of the content creators named Yassi Good Vibes, Yassi Good Vibes, said that they actually took on this project, which paid them 8,000 pesos because they needed to buy medicine for their lola. That's what they said. Which I can understand. Like, I understand that side of it. You know what I mean? Like, I get that some of these creators, maybe they didn't come from money, and now they're being offered all sorts of things to say things that maybe they feel like maybe it's not that harmful. Maybe in their minds they're like, oh, maybe this is just work. But I guess it's something that they have to reflect on. But they willingly admitted that they did this even though they didn't know what Akasa Manila was and they didn't know anything about this issue. They just decided to post the video. And
pero
I think
grabe,
that speaks for itself.
Yeah, pero grabe no. Parang, so they posted all of these things because they were paid and then retracted all of it. So parang ako, parang ako nagkaroon ng second-hand shame. Yun yung napifeel ko. Yung parang nagka-second-hand shame ako na, shucks, now you have to do this because you could actually get sued. And this could actually cost you more than 8,000 pesos if people sue you.
Yeah.
So you really have to post the apology video. It's just that, for me, enough na ba yun? Diba?
Kasi the damage is done.
the damage is done. In the future, people could do this. Tas maisip nila na, ah, nag-post lang sila ng apology video. Siguro pwede na. But I don't think that's the case. Diba? They could still get sued, right? Even if they post an apology video.
Like defamation. I don't know what the actual thing that would be using. Defamation or something, right? There's another one. Anong parang similar kay defamation?
Defamation and... Ano nga ba isa?
I know. You know what I'm talking about, right? So
yeah.
That could be libel. Yeah. So I know there's a fine difference between the two, but it could be one of those two. Like,
so, I think merong aspect na dapat it was reproduced parang ganon in like an actual broadcast channel or like whatever ganon. So anyway,
that's the story, man.
That's the story. I mean,
so I guess the takeaway.
Actually,
right?
Honestly, sa akin, I remember that when the whole thing was happening, it was also the TikTok Awards. Do you remember?
Yes.
And I remember there were big influencers on TikTok Awards who won, you know, awards. Who actually spoke out about it, na parang, guys, kapag meron kang influence over people, that's a big responsibility. And honestly, I think that was parang great timing din. It was great timing for them to actually say that on such a big platform, on such a big stage, to do that. And then I do remember that, alam ko, medyo tangent, pero I remember this one TikToker who's ang tawag mo doon? Yung nagbibigay ng medicine.
Yeah, he won.
Pharmacist.
He won Creator of the Year or whatever.
Honestly, I really like his content. I like his content. And he also spoke out about it. So, kudos
I
to
saw
him.
I sat next to him at this. Si Lexi kasi hosted something for TikTok sa my podium. So I went there to go hang out with them. I caught the tail end of the program, and he was at the front. I sat like next in the chair, like next to him. Wala lang. But I didn't know. I forgot his name, but I remember. I was like, I know this guy. Like he makes the yung because he talked about Robitussin. Right, that was him. Yeah. So congrats to him. I forget his name. I know.
Yeah.
But congrats to him, and thanks for good job for calling that out as well.
Yeah, and so Ika, what's your takeaway on this?
I feel like because you know, if you look at these influencers that take these campaigns, a lot of them I feel like didn't really come from privileged backgrounds. So maybe, and I'm just making an assumption here. All right, so I could be completely off base, but maybe yun nga, all of a sudden they're given opportunities to make quick money, like money that they wouldn't have ever made. You know, during their, you know, if they were still students, some of them are probably still students. So this is money, you know, this is big money for them. And like we said earlier, someone did it so that they could pay for medicine for their grandma. Like I understand the financial, the financial draw of it. But I think that because a lot of these kids are so young, they don't understand how you could really mess up a lot of people. Like or deceive a lot of people or mislead a lot of people and understand the implications of that. I don't think these kids are evil, right? I don't think they are.
Yeah.
They're not evil, right? They're not out to like make the world crash and burn. I think they just really felt the draw of the quick money and don't really think about the implications of what is this? You know, like what am I doing? What am I saying? Mm-hmm. Is this really true? Should I look it up? Should I do my due diligence? Probably no. I don't think they really think that through. And I guess maybe at least now I hope that they've learned their lessons. But and also hopefully people who are watching who saw this whole thing go down also now think more about what they post in the future. How about you?
Definitely, because it could happen to any of us, you know. And hopefully this was a learning experience, not just for them, but for everybody else who has their platform. Basically, everybody could do that, diba?
Yeah.
Parang you could get paid because you have your own Instagram account or TikTok account. And sa akin lang parang who really is to blame? It's really yung punot dulo talaga. It's really those people who paid these influencers and like you said, these kids.
Mm-hmm.
na parang they weren't given the whole picture. Diba? Yeah. Na parang, yeah, babayaran ka namin, pero ang kapalit nito, you know, your face is everywhere. It will be in news websites everywhere. Tapos, how are you, it is so damaging for these young people also, because how are you supposed to get on with your life? It's already out there.
Yeah.
Diba?
Your credibility is shot, no, exactly. from that point forward, even, which they didn't think
and through. Not just, yeah, and not just like with your online presence, pero it could actually affect, let's say, your career in the future. Gusto mo mag-iba ng industry, it will always be there. Mm. Yeah, it's so dangerous. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sa akin, the person talaga to blame, or the whoever these people are, the people,
the masterminds behind it. Yeah, and,
yeah,
and
exactly. And who are
we
these
don't know
people?
We don't know, like, we in the, because they you can see the leaked group chat there's only like messenger kasi yun, messenger, so there's, you can only see like the first name, so there was like a first name there, but you don't know who it is. As far as my research when I was looking online, parang walang ano eh, I couldn't really pinpoint why this attack happened in the first place, who was behind it. I mean, Maggie Wilson, like, she's a celebrity, I get it, but I before this, I haven't heard from Maggie Wilson in years, so it's kind of a strange target, in my opinion.
Kasi, but I don't know if you've been seeing a lot of Maggie Wilson in the news lately because of her separation with her ex.
Mm.
Which is also messy, and I don't know if it has
a anything
connection.
To do with it.
Yeah, if it has anything to do with it, so I don't know. But yeah, she's always been at the, you know, in the limelight, I guess.
Okay.
In a bad way
bad
sometimes.
Way. I see.
Yeah. Huh? So.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. Shall we wapow to the next TT?
Wapow.
Okay, Rika brought this one to my attention a few days ago when we were doing our pre-prod behind the scenes about a wedding in Iraq, and the videos from that wedding have gone viral. Let's talk about that, Rika G.
Yeah, so there was a wedding in Iraq, and basically it was engulfed in flames because they had fireworks within the program, I guess. And then obviously because the event venue had decorations and everything, so nasunog yung event venue.
Venue.
So it's located in Karakosh. And then basically they had like 300 guests, I believe, at around 8 o'clock to 10:45. The fireworks were lit inside, and more than 100 people died because of the fire. Mm-hmm. And most of the family members of the bride and the groom were, you know, victims of the fire. And yeah, so here it says 107 people were killed. They were interviewed recently, and you could see that they were just
shaken,
shell shocked. They were shaken, like the woman couldn't even speak, and they were going through the whole scenario of the night, how it all happened, and obviously it was investigated, and the police are blaming the negligence on the part of the event venue, because there were parts of the venue that were very flammable. Parang ganun. Wala daw fire blocks, no fire safety hazards or anything. So that's what happened. And honestly, at first, naisip ko nga, so sino kayang masisisi in the end? Is it the couple who hired the venue, who hired all of these stylists, designers, or everything. But it seems like from this article that I'm reading right now by Sky, it says here that it's, you know, like, sabi lang ng police na they're kind of focusing on the people who were negligent.
Yeah. I don't think it's because the couple are not pyro experts, right, or whatever you call the fire expert. It's not their job to to kind of see, like, is this safe? They probably, maybe it was their idea, like, hey, we want the, because so what happened was, there's the video that really went viral was it showed like these four parang mga sparkler, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. Like, yung,
may yeah, parang sparklers.
In. Yeah, sparklers that were going off during their slow dance. So that's, I mean, to them, that's like a cool design, right? Like they just wanted to look aesthetic in a way. So it's not on their end to be like, will this burn the place down? Like who thinks about that, right? And you, if you see it, the video, you just see how quickly everything goes on fire. Like you, because when I think of things getting set on fire, I think of, you know, maybe like it's slow, you know, you see it slowly going to the next wherever, the next wall. This thing lights up in like 10 seconds, everything's on fire. It is so unbelievable. And because it was a wedding, they had like high def camera, so you could really see it in HD. And I think it was like on some sort of gimbal or something, so it was a steady shot. I've never seen anything like it. It was so, well, it was tragic, but it was just such a, it was such a sight for the eyes to see like how quickly things went to shit. It was, ooh, man.
So the authorities say that they all had flammable decorations, and then the ceiling was also flammable. Kumbaga parang hindi siya, it's, they said that it's devoid of emergency doors, the event hall. And then at first, actually, the owner of the event hall thought that there was a short circuit that started the fire. So he cut the electricity, which they said that had a significant impact. And then it also caused people to, you know, panic.
They couldn't get out.
And then stampede. Yeah, exactly. So the event venue were made by highly flammable, low-cost metal composite panels. So it seems like it collapsed within minutes when the fire broke out. So, yeah.
That is, it's just sad. Sadness.
It is very sad. It's also very sad for the couple because you know, the eyes are on them. You know, people are probably like blaming them also. But at the same time, they're also grieving because they lost their families.
Yeah, I think it was the bride lost like the bride, all her brothers, and I think their parent, one of her parents. Oh man, like so, they didn't want it to happen, bro. Like I can't see any I don't see any way that the couple should be blamed for this. Like I don't really see it. You know what I mean? Like there's no way I could pin it on them at all.
Yeah. And I do remember them saying that they feel like they can't live in that area anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, like, not just because that's where it all happened, but, you know, people are also looking at them in such a different way, probably. Mm-hmm. And grabe, if you think about it, how do you start a marriage or that part of your life in that way? And hopefully they heal and they grieve the way they want to grieve. And wow, that was just such an intense thing to see.
Mm-hmm. The interview was really hard to watch for me. Yeah,
it was hard to watch.
She was shaking at the bride. Mm. Oh, man. And they're so young too. They were really young couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully, I mean, well, at least now, moving forward, that venue will know, right? Like, we need to make this fire resistant, fireproof, have all the safety. Because there was no, like, what do you call that? Fire extinguishers, like, in sight at all. Like,
no, but the thing is, kahit na eh, because it engulfed in flames within seconds, within minutes.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo, naisip ko nga, oo nga, no, there were a lot of, like, wedding venues that I've been to na ang daming kandila just on the floor and everything, and just it could happen anywhere. So parang just if you are planning a wedding or any event that involves fire and you're in an enclosed space, just be aware also.
Yeah, mainit yung ano. I mean, you'd think like sparkler, because I hosted an event one time. Parang may fire something effect sila. Dude, ang init ng ano. It's just like a whoosh. And I could feel it. I felt like I thought my eyebrows got burned off because it was that hot, and it was just a split second. Imagine it going off like multiple times. It was pretty intense.
And I mean, even the lights itself, diba? Mainit yung lights. There are a lot of wirings that could go wrong. You know, like liquids are involved in events, obviously, diba? So parang, Yeah, so rest in peace to all of the victims, the lives who were lost, and hopefully the couple, you know,
we'll
survive from this.
Yeah, move
we'll
forward,
pull through.
Move on, yeah.
Wow.
Man. All right, man. Shall we wapow to our final TT of our first episode of the new season?
Wapow.
Okay, we're talking about the GMA AI okay. Sportscasters. Ooh, this was a hot one. This was a spicy one.
It was a spicy one. Do you feel threatened by Marco?
By Marco. Nakamukha ni ano, Vico Soto, man.
Actually.
Di ba kamukha ka ni Vico Soto? Looks like Vico Soto.
Actually.
Di ba?
Yeah.
So, yeah, GMA introduced AI sportscasters named Marco. Anong yung name ng isang, ano? Ng isang,
Oh nga eh, the female.
The female. So Maya and Marco.
Maya and Marco.
And they actually, so they first introduced it in like a teaser photo saying, welcoming our GMA AI sportscast. So before any video footage of them talking came out, they just posted still images. And already from the get-go, we heard from, like, there was a lot of hosts that I know that were very vocal about this. Like, why are we doing this? Why do we need AI sportscasters? We have real people that do the work, that have studied to do this. And it was, people were very passionate about, like, this should not be a thing. And
here's
I kind of agree.
I mean, I kind of, on some level, I do agree, because here's the thing. So GMA released a statement that they say that it's not replacing journalists. So basically what they're saying is it cannot replace journalists, because journalists, it's a, you know, they do such a complex thing, because they don't just say or like parrot out things, diba? It is analyzed. It becomes a story and everything. So basically, what they're saying is, so who are they replacing? Kasi sabi nila, it will not replace journalists. So it, for me, parang it's replacing presenters.
Presenters,
diba? Kasi presenters, it's a different job altogether. Yes. Oh, and you do have a script. Yes. Sometimes you don't write it. So parang for me, yun kasi with Maya and Marco, yes, it is, you know, a step forward in the future, you know, like, what do you call this? Kind of like, we move forward with technology, yes, pero that job itself could have been done by an actual broadcaster.
Yeah, I looked it up.
If they're saying that they're not replacing anybody, but the thing itself, yung screen na yun could have been done by an actual presenter.
A professional, right? A professional who has studied for this. So I was actually curious. I went on a little bit of a dive into the history of AI newscasters. Okay. So, I mean, this is not something that's new in the world.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It actually happened a few years ago, and I think it was in Taiwan. I must say, it was in a different country in Southeast Asia, right? And the news organization that presented this AI sportscast, this AI newscaster in this case, their justification was that this AI doesn't need sleep and doesn't need anything else, right? So basically, it's like a 24-hour news feed where the news AI newscaster is just dictating the news 24/7. So on that end, like, that's the benefit for these companies, for these organizations, is that yun nga, they can literally talk forever, right? They can talk forever. That's why,
bro,
you know what I mean?
Pay me enough, I can talk forever, man.
I can talk 24/7. It's scary, bro.
But here's the thing kasi, parang, why would you need that?
Why would you
or
need 24 hour?
Or for me, parang, what would how would we benefit from somebody talking or delivering the news 24/7? Because, well, basically, we do have like news 24/7 anyway. It's just not delivered to us by actual people.
Mm.
We read it on the internet, you know, we read it on Instagram, news websites, whatever. But is there an actual need for that, if that is the case, that's like their justification for it? So alam mo yon.
I don't think there's a need, but like I know for a fact that on, for example, on TikTok, maraming mga videos that are spoken by yung text to speech or like it's like a and people watch that stuff. Like sometimes there's a parang movie clip and then there's this AI voice that says the man takes the boy and you know and it has hundreds of thousands of views on it. So maybe to you and me, where we actually like having somebody present something with, you know, with tone and with emotions, there is a certain set of people out there that don't care about that stuff. And I was looking on, so another fear is for, because I do voiceover, we do voiceover work, right? And there's a voiceover Philippine artist group, and their fear is not that AI will become as good as a human. Their fear is that people will start accepting work that is just emotionless. Like, people don't care about how good the work is. They just want to hear hear the words spoken. And that is their fear. And and if you think about it, that is actually very scary, right? People will stop caring about the quality of work. They just, they're just going to consume as much as they can, no matter what it sounds like. And that, for me, is the scariest part of it. Of this whole AI thing when it comes to presentation and media and everything.
To be fair, I am not thinking that, you know, this whole innovation is such a bad thing, because it could be helpful in a lot of different ways, just like you said. Because, you know, people do use that, you know what I mean? Use that kind of service. But maybe, hopefully in the future, there could be like some sort of like middle ground. You know, because before, I do remember before, you know, we were on radio before, and when Spotify was new, a lot of people were saying that, oh, you know, this will replace live radio. You know, it will die. And honestly, I don't think it needs to die. I think it can just work together.
Maybe, yeah. I think so, too.
If you think about it, parang yun lang yung comparison that I'm thinking, that hopefully in the future, I'm not saying that AI should be cut altogether, but it, because it could be useful in the future, but hopefully there's some sort of like middle ground. There's some sort of rules and regulations on when to use this and when to not use this, you know? So, I mean, I have nothing against Maya and Marco. I have never met them before. I'm sure they're nice.
I like ChatGPT. ChatGPT is pretty helpful sometimes.
You know what, though? I went on different career fairs and everything. And people in the tech industry, finance industry was there. And they were always asked about AI. Will it replace humans? You know, the services that we provide. And they always say that, you know, like AI is not supposed to be looked at as the enemy. It's supposed to be looked at as something that can help you. Kasi it's getting used in many different industries right now. And I don't know how that will help this conversation. Pero honestly, for me, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing.
I think it's just it's just very shocking and new. And the fearing, even at the fear of, well, not just the fear of your job being replaced, which is, I think, the biggest fear for a lot of people. Because automation has, it's nothing new, right? Like, but like, yung di ba may mga self-checkout counters now that have been replacing the jobs of cashiers, or for something as simple as like a, you know, parking lot attendants, like that's a job that's kind of being phased out because you can literally just put in the card and then you don't need somebody out there to actually handle money anymore. But AI, because of how incredibly fast it is that's why people are kind of shaking in their boots now. Because it's
shaken.
Because literally, AI, like ChatGPT, is smarter than any human in the world, right? I mean, if it, obviously, it's not 100% like in terms of the accuracy of stuff, but in terms of the, how much information it can hold, it holds more than the entire population of the world, I would guess. Like billions and billions of data is in that computer system versus one human who can't compete, right? So that's the fear for me.
Sige, ngayon, let's show the world. Let's show the world why it's still worth it to hire human beings, okay? Yeah. Welcome to NCAA Season 99.
Yes, we are now watching. I'm fired, man. Just bring Marco on, man. See Marco na lang, no? But if you see, do you see the actual video of
I did, right?
You can tell. I mean, it's not, you can tell that they are not human, right? Mm. Not just if you turn off the face, right? If you turn off the video aspect, you can tell that it's not an actual human doing it if you have a keen ear. But you know, like I said, there are people that don't care. They just, that's the scary part. Like the people will not care if it's delivered in a certain way. They're just like, oh, okay. So, you know, LeBron James had 24 points. Cool. Thank you, Marco.
Right.
Because, you know, there's so many known personalities in the, since we're talking about sportscasters, there's so many known personalities, not just here in the Philippines, but around the world, you know, like Doris Burke, Stephen A. Smith. I mean, all these names that if you're an NBA fan, you probably have heard of these guys. Like the inside the NBA, you know, like Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson. I don't know if you watch any of their clips, Rika G's, young inside the NBA. Like,
I do.
They're such a great group, and they're like for me, they're the best presenters of sports in.
Yeah.
And I would not change that for anything. For me, like AI will not replace that. But what if AI gets that good? That's also the other thing of it. Like, what if they get to that point?
But here's the thing. I think that it won't get to that point because, like you said, like a lot of people really like their chemistry, and that's, you know, you can't replace that. But what's scary is for those people who are, let's say, their job is to just read off of a screen. You know what I mean? And that's still a job. It still takes skill for you to do that. And yung mga ganon, yung mga tipong like, oh, you know, we can just replace you with an AI because you don't have chemistry with anybody of your co-hosts or whatever.
Yeah.
So, diba? Yun yung, dun siya scary.
But down the line, I think they're going to make an algorithm that can literally develop chemistry between AI where it makes it feel like they're, I mean, not now. Sure. I'm guessing maybe, I'm giving it maybe 10 years pa. But I think in 10 years, we won't be able to tell who's a real person or not anymore.
For sure. Dude, ngayon yung ChatGPT ko, this knows more than me than I do in my own head.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I put in everything that I need to be said, and then I put in more information and more information, and in the end, naisip ko, shit, ang galing mo talaga, ChatGPT. Alam mo.
And it can make it sound like you. It can make it sound like your voice in terms of terms of text, like how you type, how you converse with,
how
like
you are, on,
how
basically.
You are. It can actually make you do that. Like it can change how you talk via text for now. How, like, for example, if you type very formally, it will do it that way. But if you can also type in an informal way, it can adjust. And that is so terrifying.
I mean, it could be terrifying for you, but for other people, it's very helpful.
Helpful, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been doing, I used to do voiceover work where it involved like AI, like I was doing channels about AI. And a lot of the videos that are being viewed right now is how are we going to, you talked about how do we find a middle ground? How do we, and we also need fail safes behind our artificial intelligence becoming sentient, right? Very Terminator vibes. How can we keep, because we keep feeding machines information. At what point in time will these machines start using this information against us?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Lahat ng mga wrong grammar ko, wrong spelling na pinasa ko sa ChatGPT, oh my God, isi-send niya sa mga professors ko, alam mo ba? Hindi nga alam kung paano ispell yung impossible. Like literally, if it turns against me.
My gosh.
It has every typo, every like, you know, like sentence na wrong grammar.
Ako, I spell received. Like, I before E, E before I.
Oh, wait. I before E.
Except after C.
I before E, except after C.
Yeah, but sometimes that rule isn't true. Right?
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I just know every time I type it, hinihintay ko lang yung kulay red na underline. Just in case I'm wrong. Just
ako,
in case.
Yung word ko na yan is Tuesday. Sometimes I don't know
Tuesday.
If it's Tuesday. T-E-U or T-U-E?
T-U-E, okay.
T-U?
T-U-E.
Huh?
T-U-E, diba? Hindi ba? Tuesday. T-U-S-day. T-U-S-day.
T-E-U. T-E-U-S-day.
T-U. T-U-E-S, diba?
T-E?
Mali, wait lang.
Wait.
T-U-E. I'm right, man. T-U-E. I'm right.
Ah,
T-U-E-S-D-A-Y.
Okay.
Di ba? The Halal Show AI podcasters.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I would be curious if we put in like of several episodes of the Halo Halo Show and then create a whole episode of the Halo Halo Show based on what we fed the AI. I want to hear what it sounds like.
I think it would be acceptable in some parts. Like there's some parts where you probably wouldn't be able to tell what the difference is. But then when it comes to yun nga, emotions, which computers I think cannot understand yet, yet. That's where parang halata na. It would be obvious that we are not real. But if we're talking about just facts and figures, like if we're talking about somebody won the NBA finals, I don't think people would be able to tell at this point na.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but also, yeah, it's sad. It's sad that could actually happen. Anyway.
It's very Black Mirror. It's very Black Mirror.
Very
but
Black
I think
Mirror.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Right?
No more thoughts on that. Shall we wapow?
Wapow!
That is all the TTs for this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We did ask a few things on Facebook, right? Since it's our first episode back.
On our Facebook group, please, if you want to be in on everything, it's called the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. It's a private group. All you have to do is to answer like stupid questions, but you get in, basically.
Pretty much.
And then we asked if people have got us a questions or if they just want to, you know, update us on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read out a few back. Chloe says, OMG, Lechica is back. The past few months have been a roller coaster of emotions for me. I lost my Lola last Thursday and I had the chance to host his tribute. First time ko gawin yun and I'm very happy that I did. On his funeral, after namin mag-iyakan, nagsayawan naman kami. He really lived a good life and we're just happy that he had a peaceful departure. And then for my gatas a question, have you guys heard of Pi? I think it's a type of cryptocurrency. Do you think it'll be a thing? There's a lot of skeptics kasi including me. Anyway, more power to you and JC.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, condolences. But I'm glad that they lived a happy life and that you were able to celebrate. Because usually, here actually, I've noticed here, I don't know, I haven't been to many mga funerals in other countries with different cultures. But here, people are, they have literally a buffet station sa mga, di ba? So I think it's a great way to celebrate the life of somebody rather than, mourning the death, which you will do anyway, but celebrating how they live, I think, is really the way to go about it.
Basically, ako, I'm really for, you know, however you want to grieve, grieve the way you want to grieve. But from what I've attended before in like funerals and stuff, it's always like an up and down. Sometimes, sometimes sumiyak yung mga tao and then sometimes tumatawa sila because they remember something funny about the person who just passed away. So condolences to you and your family. And regarding the question,
Pi.
What do you think about that?
And when I talk about cryptocurrency, I always think about how much money I lost. And it's a lot. Okay. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It taught me life lessons. It taught me about, the number one rule of investing is to know what you're investing in. And most of the time, if you talk to somebody who's not a quote-unquote crypto guru, most of my friends who have invested in crypto cannot explain to me what they invested in. And myself included. I just hear the names that I hear, I hear Ethereum, I hear XRP, I hear Bitcoin. Obviously, Bitcoin is like the big name in the industry. But like HBAR, all these things, I have money in them. Rika G asked me to explain, I cannot tell you what it does.
Wow.
I can't.
Wow. You are such a risk taker.
I
could never.
It was like the degenerate in me was like, because everyone was making money and I was making money. And then all of a sudden, everybody's losing money and I'm losing money. So now they call it HODL, right? HODL, hold on for dear life. So now we're just holding on because right now, technically, if we don't sell, it's not a loss yet. It's just a paper loss. So a lot of people are just holding on to their stuff, hoping that it will go up again. But at the end of the day, it's my fault for not understanding. So regarding Pi, I don't know anything about it. So I can't say anything on that matter, but my suggestion to you is, unless you understand what it is, like you understand what the purpose is, what the use case is, what the technology is behind it, and what's even crazier in cryptos, you need to know who the people are behind it, because there are a lot of weirdos out there that like literally will, they call it a rug. They call it a rug pull. They will scam the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They make you sound believable. And some of these people are legitimately, like, they have been recognized and they have been well respected in the tech industry or in the online world. And they literally steal millions of dollars from you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Logan Paul had a whole thing before. I mean, where he promoted something and it scammed a lot of people. And that's Logan Paul, who is still loved by millions of people.
Yeah.
Crypto is the Wild West, man. And if you know what you're doing, you can make a lot of money, but I don't. Yeah. So I have it.
Here's the good thing about being part of the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam group, because Brad Fitz is there.
Oh yeah, Brad
and
Fitz.
They actually had a whole conversation about it on the post, so you guys can look over there. Next one is from Christopher, who says, to Rika G, since you've been getting a lot of variants. Ano yung variants?
COVID?
Ulam? Ano yung variants? Okay. How do you feel, or what comes to your mind whenever people say that you look like a particular person?
Ah, gets. Kala ko, like, ano, Delta variant eh. Delta, hindi. So, Catherine variant.
So,
Catherine
sabi, follow-up question regarding this topic. What would you do if you have met yourself or other versions of yourself? I think this can be answered by both of us. Hmm. What would I say to myself if I met another version of myself? It would be to remind me, if I met myself, I would remind myself that you've actually done a lot of great things and you've achieved a lot. And you might forget that sometimes and you don't know how to make it shine when you're talking to other people. But if you do, I feel like a lot of people will put their faith in you. And they'll believe that you're capable of what you want to do.
Wow.
Kasi minsan, nakakalimutan mo. So that's what I want to say to Rika.
That's super deep. I was just going to ask them to, I want to see them naked. That's what I would do. Like,
as a bagay, kasi when you look at yourself in the mirror naked, you see.
You see the true self. Right? Oh, tama. Yeah. Diba? No, but I'm thinking, like, if other variants, because if you watch Loki, for example, you might have variants, you know, they're not exactly the same. It's not like it's a picture, like a mirror image of you. There's like a female version of you. There's like a crocodile version of you. Like, literally, in Loki, there's a crocodile version of Loki, right? So other variants of me, I'd be curious to know, like, what world they came from, right? So what if there's a version of me that has six-pack abs? I want to know how he got there. Right? Mm-hmm. Or if there's a version of me that's super rich, I want to know, how did you make the money? That's what I would ask. I would be curious about the world that they came from. Other than what they look like naked, right? I would want to know how they got to whatever they are, like how they got into that position in life. That's what I would be interested in.
Honestly, I think it really speaks of who we are as people. Tayong dalawa. Hindi totoo. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
Mm.
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. That, you know, you wanna see how your other version is rich, or, you know, six-pack abs and everything. Because honestly, I also want six-pack abs.
Same.
Siguro four. Then wait lang, four.
Kahit two lang, okay lang. Okay, anything more than one, which I've had for life, right? Anything more than one is good.
Okay. Ulysses says, catching up on the 2021 episodes and nasa June pa lang ako. Anyway, not sure if the Odd Diba segment is still going on, but I just want to say, I missed the opportunity. It's a missed opportunity to name it Shit is Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Ano?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yes. Gets, yeah. And then D says, hi, Rick and JC, have you watched Disney's Encanto? Who's your favorite character? Mine is Luisa. Nakarelate ako sa kanya, sa song niya na Surface Pressure. Since I'm also a middle child at ang galing ng TikTok moves niya. If hindi niyo pa napapanood, please watch it. Nasa YouTube din yung music videos.
Surface Pressure is a banger. That song, and of course, We Don't Talk About Bruno, were the two songs that I had on repeat when I first watched Encanto. Mm-hmm. Luisa, like, see, the thing is about Encanto, like, the movie overall for me was, it was enjoyable, but I didn't, I only watched it once. Maybe that's the reason why. I don't remember most of their names, but I remember the character arcs. So Luisa had a really cool arc, yun nga. Like, she was the one that was really strong. I don't know if you, have you seen it, Encanto?
Yeah, I've seen it.
She was the one who was really strong that had to carry all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I through that song, Surface Pressure, you understand her struggles. I really liked, anong name ng ano, character na yun? Yung, she told me that the man of my dream. That, the girl with the flowers comes down.
Yeah, I liked
her character, the best. Parang nakaka, ano, ang cool ng story.
Alam mo, in my head, napaggugulo ko yung Coco and Encanto. Oh no.
Coco is Remember Me, the afterlife.
Yeah, Remember Me. Okay, moving forward. Jan Vincent said, I started a new position at work, pero 3 weeks na wala pa akong task since I'm still waiting for the updated access. Good luck! Lan says, just started on my first ever job after graduating.
Wow. Oh, best.
Sabi nga, best wishes. Sabi nga, nakakatakot magkamali at hindi rin ako hindi maka-keep up agad sa work. Imposter syndrome is real. I miss you, Rika and JC. What do you think about imposter syndrome? Have you ever?
Yeah,
because I know some people. I know some people have never
had it.
Had that in their lives. Mm. Imposter syndrome.
You talked about that a lot before. Remember?
Oh,
on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think I've been experiencing it a lot lately. Lately, because especially me, I don't have a set like a. Because when we were in radio, right? I knew what I was, right? Like, I could say I am a radio DJ. But now that I'm freelancing and I don't have a set job, I've been questioning lately in life, like what am I, man? Like, am I a host? Like, am I really, like, can I say that? I really do. I question it. I've been having a...
Really?
Yeah, dude. I've been having, like, a crisis of identity lately. Because, you know, although I'm getting work and whatnot... sometimes I'm like, should I do more? Do people know me as this? If people don't know me as this, does that mean that I'm not that person? Or I'm not that, you know, I'm not this. It's scary, man. It's something that
Right?
You know what I'm talking about? You talked about it a lot. Like, I remember, I forgot why you kept saying, like, I think it was like a year or two ago, you kept bringing that up, imposter syndrome.
Yeah, because you know what? Even when I was new at, even when we were on radio, I still couldn't say to people that I was a radio DJ or I worked in radio because it never felt like I was that. Even if I do it every day and even if I do it well, it was such a weird feeling na parang, feeling ko kasi, if I tell other people that I am this position, they expect something from me.
Mm-hmm.
And ako, di ba? Yung parang they expect something from me na parang, actually, di ka naman events host eh. Kasi parang nakakadalawang events ka lang.
Yeah, that's what I feel diba? Right now.
Exactly.
Like, do I have to have an X amount of events to be considered a host? Do I have to host a different, like, for example, I've hosted some weddings before.
Yeah.
Can I call myself a wedding host? Or do I have to do exclusively weddings? Do I have to host X amount of weddings per year to be considered a wedding? It's something that I've been thinking about for a long time now.
You know what? There's this one TikTok that I came across and they said that if you only knew somebody is out there doing what you can do with less skill but more audacity.
No.
So it just really boils down to, do you want other people to know that about you? Na you're a wedding host, because it doesn't matter. Nobody's keeping count, right?
Yeah, true.
Diba? So you know, a lot of people out there, JC, they're doing your job with less skill and less experience, but with more audacity.
More bombastic, so, huh? They're more bombastic online, huh? The biggest thing for me is when people ask me, "Are you a content creator?" Because I don't know. I'm like, I create content, but like technically everyone who posts on Instagram is a content creator, right? So at what point do people consider themselves content creator? It's something that
at people...
At what point, you know what I mean?
At that point that they audacity, have the audacity.
No? Yeah, man.
To say that they're content. You're like, fuck you all.
Yeah,
you
man. Know what I mean? My Finstagram is fire.
Honey says, I know, sorry. Frederick says, magto 2 months na since I resigned from my previous job and I can't seem to find or get hired for the jobs I'm going for. Baka ang ending is sa agency ulit ang bagsak ko. So, good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Jan Bartolome says, I've been going to the gym 4 times a week. I've been having pain all over my body and in places I didn't know pain could exist. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I realized because of going to physical therapy that we don't move a lot of our body parts the ways that we should. That's why there, a lot of people are inflexible and have a lot of stiffness. Like, there, you really, like, for example, my ankles. You think about, you walk, right? You walk every day. If you walk every day, you think that your ankles are, you know, you're good. Yeah. But you, there's a range of motion that your ankles, that you need to actually do so that you can get the full range of motion. And we don't we don't do that every day. Mm-hmm. Walking does not cover that. You actually have to move it, like, at different angles. You have to, like, move it left and right. Like, how often do you move your ankles left and right? You don't really do that when you're walking.
No.
Your body needs to really move in different ways for it to be healthy.
Ako, ang pinaka fear ko talaga is not being able to do this. Like, yung mabilis na ganon. Both arms. Kasi, because I feel like that's youth. That's a sign of youth. True. When you can be like, arms up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kasi ang daming tao na parang,
dude, I hung out with 70-year-old people all through Europe, and you can tell which of my mom's friends did not work out in the last 20 years. But then there are a few that you can tell, like, wow, they are surprisingly nimble for that age. And I think it really just goes to show it's a lifelong thing.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure.
So, damn.
So there we go, man. I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah, a nice long introductory season opener for everyone out there. For all the audio, you know, most of our Leche fans are audio only listeners. Look out for some video content in the way, which are self-produced by Hala Hala Show Incorporated, aka Rika and me. We do have but you might as well get ahead of the curve. Other than Instagram, if you don't follow us already at Hala Hala Show, we were able to regain access to the TikTok where we lost the password to a few years ago, the Hala Hala Show on TikTok as well. So we'll be posting reels. And of course, we're going to be, you know, more active now on stories on IG as well. You can see the Where You Beans live in the video flesh. And what else did we have planned for this season? I know that, I mean, those are like the major things, but I think we had some other things that we
basically
were gonna do.
Yes. So if you do have ideas, or if you just want us to interview people for our Tres Leches episodes, then please shoot us a message how we can contact them, or why you want us to, you know, feature them in an episode of Tres Leches. Go ahead. We want to know.
Yeah. So that's it. Follow us everywhere. Join us on our Facebook group, The Hala Hala Show Leche Fam. Email us, thehalahalashow@gmail.com. And any more updates from your end, Rika G?
That's it, man. Don't forget to follow us, Arc Climbs, which is where we post our updates, vlogs, mini vlogs, or whatever, our climbs on TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah. And I'm not rebooting, but I haven't recorded a solo podcast since our Hala Hala Show break as
season
well.
Ender, yeah.
So I consider a new season of Tevez of the Best also coming out soon. Maybe with a video aspect. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Yeah. This has inspired me to do that as well. So that's it. And I guess we shall extra song. Hala Hala Show.
Bye.
Later.
Kind regards.
Kind regards, best.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.